What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think I've gotten it down to about 18 seconds. I can take that thing down. It's unbelievable. We got the new one, still playing with it. It's unbelievable. I love the little clip on to your shirt that you can kind of run the machine from. It's awesome. My son loves that one. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're sick of Zoom calls, if you're sick of, you know, diving everywhere and looking for what you need, our roadmap will help you become a better basketball coach. There's lots of great resources out there, but a lot of them are run by people that are college coaches or aren't teaching stats all day and then jump into the gym and have to deal with the everyday things 24/7 that a high school coach or a youth coach has to deal with. So come over, let me help you become a better basketball coach, teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
All right. This week, Coach, what's the question?
Coming up with a team mantra or mission statement for your team for the upcoming season or just in general with your program.
Do you do this with your team?
I have.
Your teams?
And it's changed over time, multiple times.
Yeah, so I try to really come up with this in the summer. That's why I put it here. You know, what's going to be, you know, I think my first year, one of my first years, I'll give you one of my, I won't give you the one this year because I like to keep them secret, but one of my first year ones was just team, you know, together, everyone achieves more. Something really basic that we could always, I like a mantra or a mission statement or a statement that I can keep going back to when things are going well and when things are not going well. I keep it really simple. You know, it's like one game at a time, or I think like 2 years ago was 1-0. We just want to go 1-0 the whole season. You know, we're not worried about anybody but the opponent we're playing right now, 1-0. So if things weren't going well, I'd go 1-0, you know, or we lose a game and we just come in and go, I'd write on the board 1-0. This one's over. Leave it alone. Move on. You know, so you got to kind of, that's where the summer I think is really important, because you got to kind of read your group. You know, what is your group this upcoming season need from you to be successful? Some need a nice little swift kick. Some need a nice arm around, nice hug. Some need, you know, praise, whatever it is. And then that, you got to try to build your mission statement or your mantra around that. What's your thought?
Right. After a while, like, I came up with my own little like a fist analogy, and then I had like certain words like diligence, intelligence. There are five words. I have to go back and look, but I would always just help hold my fist up, and that was kind of a symbol of our team no matter what season it was or what year it was. And then every year I kind of developed some type of slogan or something that kind of fit that team for that season, whether it was all business. Like, if I had a pretty good group coming in, like a good senior league group, I might say, we're all here. Let's be professionals. Let's go take care of business tonight, kind of thing. You know, if I felt we weren't going to be very strong offensively, you know, 1 year, I really dive into some defense, defend to the end kind of thing. It's just kind of something that strengths them, what would be kind of that team strength that they could buy into the entire season.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. You got to read the group. Some groups you got to pick a strength, and some groups you got to pick a weakness.
Right.
So, you know, some of my great teams, I would have never told them they were good ever. Like,
no, literally, you want to put them in your place.
I ever complimented them ever, because and they laugh about it now, but it's like, I would like, literally Wesley would like, me saying something good to them was like, whoa, because that's not what they needed, you know, because everyone else in the world was telling them all these great things, and I needed to be the bad. Now, I've had teams recently where they don't, I got to be the good cop kind of thing. It's like, you can do this, and you're great shooters, and blah, blah, blah. So you got to kind of read into your group, I think, is really important.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please subscribe and like no matter where you listen to podcasts, whether you're jogging, walking the dogs, walking the kids, playing at the pool, go over and subscribe. Apple would be great. 5-star. If you're going to do a 2-star, don't do it. Spotify or wherever you listen. We would also love if you went over to teachhoops.com. It's what allows us to keep the lights on here and keep things a chugging. So go over and check that out. 14-day free trial. You know, everyone's got to work on their game and their craft. Come over and help us. And then the last thing is, if you're thinking of looking for other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are two other ones. And we might have a fourth one in the tank, but we'll tease you on that one. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
And there's so many mantras out there, but you just can't pick one just because it looks really great.
Yes.
Or that this is what Duke does. This is what, you know, it doesn't, you don't have kids that are Duke players right now.
You're not Coach K.
And kids can see that. Kids can see that you're trying to take something that's not yours, make it your own. You know, I thought it was really cool when I did the fist thing and every kid in the program had the fist and they knew about it. It was ours. Nobody else, you know, I got the idea of a fist, like play like a fist from Coach K, but I kind of made it my own, you know. Right. I mean, as basketball coaches, just like teachers, we take things from other people all the time. But it's
all
what you do.
The time.
You know, it's about you don't reinvent the wheel. Just make it something part of your program. Take something and then build what you think is best suited for your group.
Right, and I'm going to tell you this year, I'm using like a song, from my era, basically, I'll eventually maybe at some point in the season kind of go over it, but I really kind of want to save it for this group. But there's a couple songs out there, but there's definitely one for mine. And I'm taking basically the title of the song, and the song basically says everything that we need to do. You'll recognize it when eventually I tell it to you. But and it's basic. It's funny, and it means something to me. And eventually by the end of the season, they're going to know this song. And they're going to hear the words, and then that's going to have meaning to them. So, and it isn't "We Are the Champions." Well, it's a good song by Queen, but it's not that. That one you got, or another one, "Bites the Dust." Yet another great song by Queen.
Have you seen that movie? It's a very good movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
My brother's a huge Queen fan. I like Queen too, but Freddie Mercury's probably one of the best singers of all time.
Oh, clearly.
Crazy good. All right, what's our full time out this week?
Full time out today is the thing that is not taught enough at younger levels that high school coaches can encourage younger coaches to teach.
That the youth coaches are able to teach or have the ability to teach?
Yes, but they like we talked about.
I would say like passing is a skill that's not taught real well, but I'm not sure the youth coaches have the ability to do that on a higher level. I would say the ability to do things without the ball would be a skill that I would say that the youth coaches could work on.
Skill. Okay. Mine's footwork.
Yeah. So footwork could kind of be that, but mine would be screening, things that you don't do when you don't have the ball, like cutting, screening. You know, I don't think young kids, if you go watch a tournament, they don't do things without the ball well.
They don't. My other thing is weak hand development. I still don't see enough kids that can go left. They still can't go left.
They can't go left with any threat. Yes.
So like if we could get all kids to have good footwork and go left, man, basketball would be a lot nicer in high school. But what you talk about too is moving off the ball, man, that would be a lot nicer to do as well.
Yeah. Just not, again, that teaching that is not the easiest thing in the
world. No, it's a little bit easier to work on weak hand development and footwork at younger coaches.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a hard skill, an easy skill for them to work on and give them drills to do.
Yeah, I think that would be easier. All right, till next week, Coach.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you leave a review down below. We really do appreciate those no matter where you listen. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I know you want to become a better basketball coach. And again, if maybe you're done with podcasts, you're going shopping now, go down and click on our Amazon link and do some shopping. We would really appreciate that. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.